Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Breaking news, former National Security Advisor John Bolton, as we've been predicting on this program, has now been officially indicted by a federal grand jury in Maryland. The indictment says that Bolton kept more than 1,000 pages of diaries containing highly classified information and may have shared them with two relatives. Apparently, his email account was also hacked by Iran, exposing some of the secrets. I don't know why John Bolton would be responsible for Iran hacking his email, but interesting. All of this, pretty fascinating if you think about Keg's breath and the fact that he was zipping war plans around on his signal device to his wife and a couple of buddies that didn't have clearance to receive any of that information. I wonder when that indictment is dropping. Don't you? I mean, inquiring minds here. This is so deeply problematic. It comes merely a day after the fact that Donald Trump announced that he is going to overhaul the IRS to target left-leaning groups, not the billionaires. You know, not the billionaire, not Elon. I won't look at like Bezos or Zuckerberg or any of these other mega corporations like Amazon and Google or Peter Thiel. You know, the oligarchs, which you want to look at as left-leaning groups, however that might be defined. You know, those pesky nonprofits that worry about things like affordable housing and making sure people have enough food. Let's go after those folks. Sick the IRS on them. Truly, truly sad. Donald Trump also, if we're talking about weaponization, we've now got the indictment against Jim Comey. We've got the indictment against Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York. We've now got the John Bolton indictment. We expect one of Brennan, former CIA Director Brennan. It's going to go on and on and on. And yesterday, Donald Trump went to great lengths to be sure that he put out the next list of folks that he would like indicted. Maybe he'll send another DM to Pam Bondi, giving her a direct order to indict these people. Listen to Donald Trump, again, say his enemies list out loud. I'm sure Law Barbie, Pam Bondi, will get right on it. This is not the way that things are supposed to work, folks. Take a listen.
No, I just want people to act. They have to act. And we want to act fast. You know, they were ruthless and vicious. I was impeached twice. I was indicted five times. It turned out to be a fake deal. And we have to act fast. One way or the other. One way or the other. They're guilty. They're not guilty. We have to act fast. If they're not guilty, that's fine. If they are guilty or if they should be charged, they should be charged. And we have to do it now.
Act fast, which is basically like saying, Pam, go get the people to indict this list of folks that I'm ticked off about. And I'm not sure if that sound had it, but later in that same cut, he literally lists out Jack Smith, Lisa Monaco, Andrew Weissman, Adam Schiff. These are all people, including Jim Comey, who rightfully and legally investigated a variety of alleged crimes, including who's mishandling of classified documents. Everyone, wait, checks notes. Donald Trump's. You know, the very thing that they're indicting John Bolton for? That's the Mar-a-Lago documents case. The ones that they literally Donald Trump had been begged to return for over a year and he still wasn't doing it. Yeah, that thing, the ones in the gilded gold bathroom. Now, I want you to listen to this next sound. This is Eric Trump lying about that investigation, doubling down on Donald Trump's weaponization of the DOJ to go after Jack Smith. Listen to this. This is Eric Trump 2 days ago.
Different than when they raided Mar-a-Lago. I talk a lot about that in the book because I was the guy that got the call from our teams. Obviously, I run the Trump organization. I got a call. The FBI is at the front gates of Mar-a-Lago. They have a search warrant, sir. And I go, why would they have a search warrant? What are they trying to search at Mar-a-Lago? I don't know, but they're demanding that you instantly turn off every security camera. Obviously, Mar-a-Lago is a commercial property, right? They're demanding you turn off your security cameras right now. And then, you know, sure enough, we find out that Jack Smith is planting manila folders on the office of my father, taking these, you know, glamorous photo shoots where he has them all fanned out like
a
turkey.
Shut this liar up. Shut this liar up. Okay, let's be clear here. There is evidence, both from deposition testimony as well as other records, that no one from the FBI directed that videotapes be stopped or deleted. No, no, no. That was Walt Nauta, the guy that was indicted alongside Donald Trump. Yeah, he's the one that went into their recording room and said, hey, delete this stuff and turn this off. And by the way, Jack Smith couldn't have planted these documents because Jack Smith wasn't hired until November 18th of 2022. And the raid on Mar-a-Lago happened on August 8th. So stop lying, Eric Trump. Stop lying, Donald Trump. I am so sick of it. This is so irresponsible. And where is FCC Chairman Brendan Carr getting super ticked off and threatening to yank FCC licenses because Eric Trump is lying on national news programs? We've got that sound. No, we don't, because it didn't happen. Truly, truly abhorrent. We deserve better. This isn't the way the DOJ was supposed to work, and to every conservative out there, but with Biden, blah, blah, blah. If it was bad then, why is it okay now? Huh? And by the way, those were legit investigations because they didn't conclude who had done crimes first and then try to pin them on them. They followed the facts and the law. There's a difference. When we come back, we'll be joined by Devin Ombrez of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We talk about the Voting Rights Act under attack before the Supreme Court. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.